Okay, here we go. It's time to pass this call on. So I'm going to ask Elder Robin if she would go ahead and take over the call right now on this Testimony Tuesday. God bless you all. It has been a pleasure greeting each one of you, and I hope that you are spiritually seated and ready for this ride this morning. Over to you, Elder Robin.
Good morning, Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Good morning. Just as Tiffany stated, it is Testimony Tuesday, and I am here in New Jersey, part of the family, part of the team. My name is Robin, and we welcome you. There are many of you that are on the line today, and you know that the call is the Master's call, and we're not going to even go into all of the history because we know who the founders are, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. So without further ado, I'm just going to have Minister Tammy come and open us up in prayer. And Dr. PK, it's all yours. Minister Tammy, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, sweetheart.
God bless you. Thank you. Let us go before the throne of grace this morning. Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for being the great I am. Father, we thank you for being our daddy, God, Abba, Father. Father, we thank you for this new day which you have created, this Tuesday, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy, which we know, Lord God, if it had not been, Father God, for your grace and your mercy, we would not be here on today. So, Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for breathing the breath of life in us one more time. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the Master's call this morning. We thank you, Father, for our life, health, and our strength on today. We thank you, Father God, for the founders of the Master's call, Lord God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father. We thank you for Dr. PK Roberts, Lord God. We thank you for Artists International, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. Father, we lift up to you the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God. We ask you to continue to give them wisdom, Father God. Continue to cover them, Lord, in their going and their coming. Father, continue to give them the vision that you have for this company to help others all across this country and all across this world. Father, we lift up to you Dr. PK Roberts. Father, we thank you for her leadership right now. We thank you for her being the ambassador of Artists International. We ask you, Lord God, to continue to pour into her. She is your child, Father. You are her rock, you're her strength, and her salvation. So, Father, we thank you for her. We ask you, Lord God, to continue to keep the blood of Jesus over her, to protect her, her family, her property, her possessions, Lord God. Protect her mind as she goes forth, Father God. No fiery dart shall penetrate her. Father, we thank you, Lord, for her wisdom. We thank you for her faithfulness to the Master's call. We lift up to you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you send others to hold her arms up just as you did for Moses. Father, we thank you for this obedient servant of yours, God. We thank you for all the wisdom that she's poured out. We thank you, Lord, that she encourages others to soar like the eagles you called them to be. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over Dr. Vanessa, over her family, Father God, over her mind, over her strength, Lord God, over her body. You are her shield. You are her rock, Father God. You're her advocate, Lord God. You're her comforter. You're her peace. Now, God, we ask you to continue to pour into her on today. Father, we ask you, Lord God, that you look out for her, that you bless her with a new anointing, God, with a fresh anointing. Pour your spirit out onto her even more, God. Give her a double portion for her faithfulness to the Master's call. Father, we ask you to bless the Artists International Company, from the platinum presidents down to the advisors that joined the company last night. Father, bless the word and the testimonies that will come on today, Father. Now, Satan, you are noted. You are on notice that you have no room on this call. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we take control over the airways and we shall receive the word that you have for us to receive on today. We thank you, we praise you, and we bless your holy and precious name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Dr. PK.
Amen, amen. What a powerful prayer, Sister Tammy. Thank you so much. Thank you for opening this prayer up this morning and helping me to know exactly what to do. As you were praying, God was laying the road and the map, making it clearer for me this morning. Father, I thank you for your presence and for these on this call. I thank Elder Robin, and also Tiffany for opening up this morning and just working this Testimony Tuesday. I thank God for all that he is for me. I ask that you all get your Bibles this morning, and we are going to turn over to Luke and the 6th chapter and the 17th verse. We have read this often, but I want to just lay this scripture as we prepare to testify. Tammy, I want you to put us in question and answer mode today. There's much that I want to do. Thank you. And I know that I'll be able to do something. I need you to go on and put Elder Robin in the queue, all of the staff in the queue, because after I do some testimonies and do some, because I'm going to have to do some secondhand testimonies this morning, and I'm going to also have to, Sherita, if you are on the line, I just need you to star 6 and come in this morning if you are on the line as well. Okay. We have heard this scripture, and so often after we've heard scripture, we just sometimes forget that it's there. It's so much good word in this Bible. And so I thank the Lord for the Bible being the basic instructions before leaving earth for God's people. And this morning I'm reading from the NIV. He went down with them and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples were there, and a great number of people from all over Judah, from Jerusalem, and from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be blessed of their diseases. Those troubled by evil spirits were cured, and the people all tried to touch him because power was coming from him and healing them all. God, come on here, Jesus. Looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." This is where we get the idea that it's a great thing to be poor, but you need to really understand the exegesis of that scripture, and I'm not going to go into that today, but I will get back to it one day so that you will understand exactly what that means. "Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be satisfied." I need to go through all of these. This is just so wonderful. "Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when men hate and when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man." I surely need to expound on that. "Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven, for that is how their fathers treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort." I definitely need to go, oh, Lord, y'all, I wished I could have had all of you in my dream last night so that you could have seen what I saw. It was something. "Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. And woe to you when all men speak well of you, for that is how their fathers treated the false prophets." God, I thank you for your word this morning. I share this because we are on a trip, aren't we? We are on a trip, and a journey consists of trips. I am so glad that the Transform 90 is considered a trip because a journey consists of many small trips. And if we had said that we were going on a journey, good Lord of mercy, we may not understand how to stop and reevaluate each of the trips. And so I thank God for Pastor Vanessa today, because she broke this down to let us know that we were going to be going through transformation, restoration, information, and preparation on this call for our spiritual journey. And that which is in the natural, you need to know is being worked out in the spiritual and vice versa, okay? And so this morning on this Testimony Tuesday, Pastor Vanessa called me day before, early Monday morning before the call, and she was so happy. And she said, oh, my God, I'm so happy that you told me how to utilize these products with my father, because this tube is down his throat and he couldn't get any of the products in, and I wanted to put some of these products in him. I just really believe that it would make a difference because my father supplemented he all the time prior to coming to this hospital, and I don't know what to do. And I said, listen, the largest organ on the body is the skin. Take and put it everywhere. Take the noni and put it everywhere you can on his body. Put it on his head. Put it on his feet. Put it on him. And so she called yesterday morning because his blood pressure was down to about 80 over 40. And she called yesterday morning and said his blood pressure was up 107 over 8, over 75, 76, something like that. Oh, she was just happy. She was just talking. And she also told me about a nurse who came into her room, and she had on an artist T-shirt or artist something wrapped around her or something like that. She's a contract nurse. And she was telling her about the product, and the lady girl told her, I have been in the business, but now, you know, what I've decided to do is come back to the business because the products are good. And so she allowed them to go on and put the she allowed her to go on and use the products and do some things with the product. And so and told her what to do and that sort of thing. And it was just, I mean, she was just like on cloud nine. And but then this morning at about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, she called me and she said, girl, daddy's heart stopped again. They don't know why. And they've given him so much medication this time. And mama is just having a fit. And, I just calmed her down and just talked to her and everything. And so I just want us to know that on this trip and on this journey, we are going to have what I call storms, and we are going to have hurricanes and tornadoes, as Sister Tiffany says, and we're going to have the different woes in life, but in the midst of all of that, God is still God. We can speak to the storm, as Jesus did when they woke him up in the belly of the boat and said, Master, why are you down here sleeping? Don't you see them be in the midst of a storm? He said, wait a minute, just chill out, y'all. If y'all, you know, you're going to wake me up from a sleep and go, let me get up here and speak to these waves. Peace be still. Peace be still. And so this morning, you all, I have opened up the line, and we are going to quote our most favorite scripture and give a short testimony. It's 2 minutes each. But I want us to walk right up on this line to the front of this line, because every one of our prayer warriors have a testimony and also have a favorite scripture. And I know you could go on and on with it. But I'm going to ask, first of all, Tammy, do you see a strange number? Do you see Sarita? Sarita, if you are there, just *6 and come into the queue, so we can know that you are on the line. Yeah, she was so excited when she realized that she was caring for Pastor Vanessa. She had been on the line and had heard Pastor Vanessa's voice and Nia on the line back in the day. So if you're on the line, *6, come into Q&A. We're going to open this up with Elder Robin. Elder Robin, your favorite scripture, quote it and give us a very brief testimony of your choice. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me, Dr. PK?
I got you right now.
My favorite scripture is Matthew 6:33, and
yes.
It states, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things, and all these things shall be added to you." And the reason why I love that scripture so much, because as long as I put God first, as long as I'm concerned about his needs, his plans, his desires, no matter what's going on in my life, he's going to make sure those things are done. He provided me with a husband. He provided me with health. He provided my family members with salvation. I don't lack for anything. I may not have everything that I want, but I don't lack for anything. And I truly have the joy of God's joy in my body, in my life. No matter what we go through, he adds it to me. And that's my favorite scripture.
That's mine, too. I love that scripture. And that's the scripture that I open up the prayer call, the hour of prayer with. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. When we put God, when we look at this artist business and we put God first, and then we understand the vision of the founder and that God started it out over 22 years ago with Dad, with Papa Diaz de Leon, we don't have to try to go in and figure out what to do. The pattern is already set. Put God first, then the vision of Papa, and then you work it out to fit your own lifestyle because it is your business. It is to change your life and to help you so that you not have any life in your life. And I like the way you said that, Elder Robin. I may have some wants, but glory, girl, you're going to make me run around this house in my spirit. I'm shouting right now all over this house in my spirit. Because you know that we all, because of our human nature, will always want something else. But we have to really, as Paul said, be content in whatever state that we find ourselves in. And that is a tough thing for most of us to do. If we make $10 an hour, we're looking for a job now that's going to promote us so we can make $15 an hour. And we're always looking for more, but it's not because we are lacking anything. It's just that that's because we want it. We got one car, we want two cars. We got five pair of shoes, we want 15. You know, we want more stuff, but I think that some of us have stuffitis. We're so stuffed up with stuff and got so much junk, we don't even know what we have anymore. But I come to tell you this morning, Robin, that is on cue. Seek ye first. I love it. I love it. Okay. Sister, who else do we have? Let me see. Willa, is Willa there? I can't see the board because I don't have the board in front of me, the computer in front of me. Sister Tammy, why don't you work with me and you do the cue? And, hey, you call somebody's name and the next person's name so they can give us the favorite scripture. I will expound, and then we go right on like that, okay? So,
okay,
Tammy,
Minister,
you can tell us.
Okay, Minister Will is not on the line, but LaShawn, I unmuted you.
LaShawn?
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Amen. Praise God. I have so many favorite ones, but I think the one that stuck out to me the most is John 3:3. Unless a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And the reason why I chose that one was because when I got saved again, my first worry was, but I don't have much to give back to him, almost like a little drummer boy. I don't have much to give to him but myself. And I remember the lady, the elder that was there, I will never forget her. She said to me, as long as you are born again, it does not matter what your earthly or worldly possessions are, whether you have a mansion or a hut. God will still love you and God will still accept you in his kingdom as long as you are born again. And when she broke that down, every drop of that water that is on top of me and all allows us to have new day. So those thoughts that were unpure, those actions that were unpure, all those things that we did, we are covered by the blood, and God doesn't see any of the sin. He sees the blood instead. So because of that, it is blessed assurance to know that once we are born of the water and the Spirit, no matter what, we can enter the kingdom of heaven. And I am just
Hallelujah.
So grateful because of that.
That is a wonderful, wonderful place, a scripture to start, and I love it, and it reminds me of a story. Now, I want to tell you, you can't go, you aren't going to be able to, you wouldn't be, this man wouldn't, let me just tell a little story. This guy went to heaven, and Peter, was carrying him, he giving him a tour, and he told him that he could ask him anything about anything that he saw, and he saw this big warehouse, and he said, Peter, what's over in the, what's over there? And you don't want to go over there. Yes, Saint Peter, you said I can ask you about anything. So he went into the, took him in the warehouse, and he showed him all of these boxes. And at the top of one of the shelves, it was boxes and boxes up there with his name on it. And he said, what are those boxes up there with my name on it? He said, those boxes are there for you because those are your blessings that you never asked for. And he said, what? He said, you got born again and you came into the kingdom of God, but the blessings that were for you on earth that you were to use there never were asked for and you never received them. And so remember that after you're born again, the next thing you need to do is ask God for the blessings that he has for you as his child. Because as the king's kid, we have blessings laid up for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God that we need to ask for. And today, you all, I flew from Colorado Springs here into Jackson, Mississippi. Drove down to Monticello, Mississippi, which is a little old small town with one good working light. And let me tell you one thing. This Lawrence County has never been on the TV as far as I ever know for nothing. And they got it flicking across here talking about this is a warning county for Isaac. You all know that you're going to be hit on tonight. It's Tuesday night. Okay, tonight and Wednesday morning. And I'm saying, Father, what in the world are you doing? Now, I ran from the fires. We had a flood. We just had so much going on. And I've had death, and I've had perils, and I've had, and he reminded me of another one of my favorite scriptures, which might be somebody else's, so I'm not going to use it. But I am speaking peace. And that we aren't going to be touched. I said, because the devil started working with your mind if you let him. Well, I guess you came home to go home. You came on back home, and it's going to be all right. You're going to be in the arms of Jesus. I said, you better shut up. I'm just finally deciding I'm going to live. Get on up out of here. Doesn't sound like God to me. That ain't nowhere in the Bible where it tells talk that kind of talk to me. And so we got to know the word. And that's why I'm allowing us to quote some scriptures this morning and read some scriptures. And we're going to take some time and we're going to get this thing. We got too much stuff going on. I just had somebody before the call to call me and say, I've been trying to get in touch with you. My whole house done flooded. I mean, the pipe broke. This wasn't even because of Isaac. Pipe broke. The whole house flooded. Had to move it to another house. God, in the name of Jesus. I couldn't get you. I said, don't worry, baby. Settle down. We got this thing. I may not have it. You know what I'm saying? I got the word of God, and I know God's got this thing. So, Pastor Vanessa called. Got another call this morning, y'all. I'm telling you, my house is flooded. Everything. And so I'm just saying, okay, God, I'm sitting here in the midst of a storm. Here, Marie got three funerals, death. Somebody better get this scripture, because if you don't have it, I'm going to have to give it to you later, because that's the scripture that's resonating with me. I'm just like LaShawn. Got a lot of wonderful scriptures, but there's one that resonates with us this morning. So thank you, LaShawn. Tammy, give me the next one. Who's in the queue?
Well, Minister Willa.
All right. Come on to the front of the line. You got 2 minutes, Willa, to give us your favorite scripture and one hot testimony.
Oh, my favorite scripture is Ephesians 3:20. I can do above and beyond all I can ever ask or think according to the power that is within me. The reason that is my favorite scripture, because a lot of you know that I was in an accident and I could not walk for about 8 to 10 weeks. I was in a wheelchair. But I wanted to walk, and I stood on that scripture, and I said, the power is within me. I can do above and beyond all I can ever ask or think. So I believe when you just meditate on a word, when you take it and make it your own, when you hold on to it, when you see yourself doing something. You see, you have to see the best. You can't see the worst in the midst of a situation, in the midst of a trial. You have to see and know that God is with you and will provide for what you need. So I took hold of that scripture. I took hold of that walker, and that was the first time I had ever taken a step. And I said, I can do above. That means more than. And beyond. That means everything.
Hey.
All, that means everything, nothing missing. I can ever ask or think, anything that my mind came to, according to the power. God already has given us the power, and it's within me. And I got up, and I took my steps, and I said, glory, hallelujah. Thank you be to God. Thanks be to God. And then after I did that, I said, well, now I'm going to go get some wheels for this walker, because the walker was going a little bit too slow. So I got in my car, praise God, backed it out of the driveway, got the walker. I said, well, now I'm already out here. I might as well go and get a pedicure, because I hadn't had one in about 8 weeks. I said, okay, Lord, here we go. And he was with me all the way. Of course, I didn't talk on the phone while I was driving, because I had to be very cognizant of what I was doing. But I'm telling you, he didn't want us to be stupid. But I just know he can do above and beyond all we can ever ask or think according to the power. It's already there. The power that is within us. God bless you. The power. We got the power already. We had it from the time we were in conceived. We've already had it down in us. We just need to pull it out and use that power that is already within you. Thank you, Dr. PK. Didn't know I was going to be on this morning, but praise the Lord.
Listen,
I do.
Let me tell you, you got to know that when you are a prayer warrior and a child of God, you own all the time. You just don't know
Amen.
You own all the time.
Amen.
And I'm
going to
tell you
Amen.
Something else. Girl, you have encouraged me during my down times. I've never seen anybody write as beautiful as you and the loving cards that you sent me, and just your calls. And the last call I had with you, you really don't know how it made me feel. You said, I haven't shouted since I've been in this been hurt. Let me see. I haven't shouted since my accident, but I'm hopping through this house now.
One more thing, Dr. PK. So now I'm sitting here in Michigan right now because my girlfriend needed me to be here because her father wasn't doing too well, praise God, but he was doing much better by the time we got here. So I told my husband I'm driving to Michigan. And he said, well, yeah, it's a 4-hour drive. I said, I can make it. I said, Ephesians 3:20. He said, no, I'm going to go along with you, because he knew that if he didn't come, I was going to pull that car on out of the driver, because I feel up to it and I know that God is with me. So he's here and we made it safely. And when we got here, her father, she said, was like Dr. Vanessa's father. He was sitting up in the wheelchair, seeing better. We had prayed. I mean, God is so good. He is good.
Yeah.
And it looked like I wasn't telling the truth, you know, because my husband, you know, he thought he was going to be in the bed. He was sitting up. He was talking. He was laughing and everything.
Thank you, God.
You know,
we thank God for the power.
And that's all I'm going to say, because
yes, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Sister Willa. Do we have Sharita on the phone yet? Is she on the call? Sharita, she would be, this is a first time for her on this particular line. So she was supposed to have gotten all the information. Do you see her, Tammy? If not, I want you to go on and give me the next person in the queue. Who do we have, Tammy?
Be quiet. I'm on a trainer call.
Sister, Tiffany.
She's open. She can just speak.
Are you ready?
Sharita, your mic is open. Maybe your phone is muted. Just hit unmute on your phone. But you're open.
Oh, Sharita's on.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hello.
I want to introduce you all to a fantastic voice I met on the phone. She used to be on our call, and she is going. I'm not going to take any of her testimony. I do know that everybody here understands that we want to hear from her this morning because she actually saw and Pastor Vanessa and her father, and so she's going to come and share with us. I know that her testimony is going to be a blessing. So you all can hang on the phone this morning, or you can just hang on the line. If I don't get you this morning,
can
I'll
you
get
hear
you
me?
Another time. I can hear you, Sharita.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay. Hello.
Sharita, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't know if I was on the line or not, and I
you
heard the
voice
of the guards and things of that nature.
Yeah, you're on. You can go on and talk, and you're going to share this morning with the audience this morning, with the family this morning. So come on and share and give us your testimony and tell us how you met Pastor Vanessa and everything. So come on.
Most definitely. Okay. Well, first off, I would definitely like to give all thanks and gratitude to God for just really positioning my footsteps. You know, I have I'm a registered nurse by trade, and I've been involved with artists for about a year and a half now, and, you know, there were some things that have come, you know, those storms that you were speaking about and things, those variables that come into your life that kind of, you know, you have to pull back a little bit in order to, you know, come back full force. Well, I was in that season where I had to pull back, and it's been about a month since I've just really I've recalibrated to be back in the artist full-heartedly and things of that nature, because I definitely use the products, and during this duration in which I've been kind of dormant, I've been utilizing the product as well, and know the powerful effects of the antioxidants, especially the Lavive and the blue Lavive. I take those together, you know, because the potentiation of them together just gives that surge of energy to me, and as well as keeping my digestive system regular. You know, I definitely have regular bowel movements, and I understand the necessity in having those regular bowel movements because your digestive system has to continuously be moving, you know, so there's not things that are stagnant in your colon that creates the dis-ease. You know, that we see manifested in the disease process in the hospitals and things of that nature. So, you know, being an intensive care nurse, I understand all the systems involved in the whole, you know, process of healing. And so when Artis was introduced to me, I saw an opportunity to be able to impact people's lives and be able to be proactive in, you know, the health issues, the health and wellness issues, and things of that nature. I want to step back. You know, this has really come to, you know, a head after really enduring the loss of my husband, which occurred last year in July 30th, and he was diagnosed with stage 4. Cancer, kidney, liver and bone. And when we caught it, it was already stage 4, you know. And so during that time, it was 2 months that he went through you know, the rigor of just enduring that. And he just inevitably, you know, just, you know, lost the will. You know, when you lose that will, there's nothing else that can come into your life that's going to help. You have to cultivate that will. So when that will was lost, that's when he departed. However, you know, going through the grieving process and things of that nature, I had to pull back in order to really process that whole situation. And I've just come back to where, you know, my light has resurrected. And so God is positioning me to realign myself with the purpose and the passion and the healing energies that are necessary for me to be able to bring to others, because my mission just became stronger doing that. You know, we have two girls, 11-year-old and a 5-year-old. So they see the passion, they see the purpose, they see the healing energies that their mom is relinquishing. And it's because of this, my re-renewed passion and vigor for my purpose, that I was able to meet Dr. Pastor Vanessa and be just so happened to be taking care of her dad that night. I was almost not going to be at work. I was telling Pastor Vanessa that, you know, it was just me being aligned with God's purpose and being intuitive and following that nudge of the Holy Spirit, being baptized, knowing and moving in that knowing. And so I made sure, you know, it was another person that was late, wasn't able to bring me to the job, so I had to hurry up and try to find somebody else so I can make it to work the other night, the night before last. And it was, I'm telling you, I was caught up in the cloud because I knew I was in purpose. There's just that, it's just that radiation. And so, you know, with Pastor Vanessa, we had met, and that was our first time, and I had told her that I hadn't, you know, I do agency nursing and things of that nature, so I do a lot of recovery room, and that night I just so happened to work in, I do ICU as well in ER, but I just so happened to be in the ICU that night. So when she had met me, I you know, the night went on and things of that nature, and then she came back. And so when she had come back, that was when she said she had went to go get the Lazeeve and the concoction of the Pro Digest and the Lazeeve Blue, and I believe it's the Noni as well that helps with the inflammation effects and drawing the fluids from the inflamed lymph nodes that, you know, harbors you know, those white blood cells or the inflamed blood, white blood cells. But I understood this, and I know this, and that was who I was. So that manifestation of her knowing and bringing that back up to the hospital, she said she just knew something about it. She said she knew something about me being friendly or and things of that nature, but she recognized my gift. Oh, my God. When you are realigned, God brings you into the company of where you're supposed to be, my God. Oh, my God. Whoa. My goodness. But me being here, I know that it's time to continue with this mission. It's totally mind blowing, and I definitely apologize.
It's okay. Just breathe. Just breathe. It's perfectly okay. You are doing wonderful. I just did not know. I did not know that we had so much in common, for real. My husband died in July of last year as well. And so I understand where you are. I'm so proud of you, having two children and everything. And you, I am so happy that you were there to take care of my friend and Papa Weatherspoon. I'm just so happy to hear you, being a registered nurse, talk about how important it is for us to know when we have to step back, because I had to step back completely from this call. And you need to know when it's time to take a sabbatical. And you need to know when it's time to come back. And it was definitely your time to come back, because Pastor Vanessa, I hadn't heard with that much energy since we have been in this battle against Satan with her in the family. And so I thank you, Sharita, for even stopping to come on the call this morning. This morning when she called about 2 o'clock, she said, Sharita didn't come in last night. I don't know where she is. I don't know. But, you know, she was just kind of frazzled because he coded about 2 this morning. But, you know, he just comes. They don't understand why he just keep coming back. And so she told him, they said he's trying to die. She told him, no, he's trying to live. He just can't live with all this medication you all giving him, you know, kind of thing. But I just thank God for you being there, caring for her, and having already been a part of artists and knew the power of the product. So I thank God for you. And we are definitely going to have you on again because you have so, so very much that you can share with us that will help us to become better as Christians, but also, you know, secondary as artist distributors with these fantastic products, because many of us don't know what we have in our hands and how much we really can help people with them, and how being in the hospital is no reason for you to stop using your product, even if you can put it on your skin. She asked me this morning, can I put too much on his head, too much noni on his head? I said, no, just put whatever. I said, all it's going to do is cause his hair to grow. If you put too much, it's going to – so we'll let him dread until he get out of there, whatever, but put the products in him, on him, wherever. So I thank you so much for coming on this morning, and I know you have a closing statement, so I'm going to let you give that, and then we're going to close this call out this morning and go right into our staff meeting call. So, Sharita, give us your final word, and then – I'm going to close it out in prayer, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I just knew that there's a rebirthing that's going on right now, and Jeremiah 33:3 rang out in my spirit, and as I was in transit to the hospital last night, I told Pastor Vanessa that Jeremiah 33:3, and it basically says that, you know, call upon him, and he will show you great and mighty things.
Mm-hmm.
Those great and mighty things, we can't even perceive those great and mighty things,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's a continuous unfolding and being in the moment of knowing. And so, you know, this is just the beginning. And, you know, I was able to lay these and the ProDigest into his actual nutrition. And I made a comment to Pastor Vanessa that, you know, it had nutrition on the bag, but I was instilling that true nutrition, the true potency of how to regenerate and restore those cells to proximal, optimal health and things of that nature, in my belief in that product. You know, so, you know, this is just the beginning. This is just the genesis of something great that God is doing, you know, a movement, you know, that's going on, and being a part of that movement wholeheartedly, because that fulfillment comes from that feeling and that cultivation of the feeling and moving in that. And I'm definitely going to be in close proximity with Pastor Vanessa and things of that nature, Dr. PK. You know, I just really do appreciate, you know, being able to be on, you know, the call today, to just really be able to shed light on how these powerful products have impacted my life and the life of others, and how they're going to continue to impact those lives. And says, God is my witness. This is where it is, and this is where it's going to be. Let's
God bless you. Thank you so, so very much. Take my number, because I know that you don't have it, so that you can get back to me. I definitely need to talk with you, and I thank God that you were on our call when we first got started and that you were able to connect with Pastor Vanessa in such a powerful way at a trying time in all of our lives, because when one of us hurts, the other hurts. And my number is 586-747-8000. 586-747-8000. God bless you. We love you and thank you for your testimony. Miss Tiffany, come and give us a two-minute prayer and close us out, please. I thank God today for his word and for him letting us know without a shadow of a doubt that we are his children and that life, and on this journey, we are going to have some trips. And in the midst of the trips, we're going to have some storms. But hallelujah, he never leaves us nor forsakes us. He's with us always, even until the end. I need you not go down the list of names, Tiffany. I just need you to give us a closing prayer for the testimony today, and just a closing prayer if God leads you, okay?
Yes, Dr. PK, can you hear me?
I can hear you, dear.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters, and he restoreth my soul. Father, we thank you for this testimony Tuesday. We thank you for each and every one who shared about your goodness and how awesome you have been in their lives. We thank you, Father God, for those unspoken testimonies, Father God. But I pray right now that you put us in a situation, Father God, where we are able to share all over the world, from Indiana all the way to California, Father God, so we could go out and share just how awesome you are. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that your will be done and manifest in each life that is on the line this morning, for our founders here on the TMC call, for the Diaz de Leon family and Artists International, for truly an appointment with artists will change your life and lives of all of those who are waiting to hear about Artists International. I thank you for the leaders here on the line this morning and pray that you will continue to do great and mighty things in their life, Father. We lift you up, oh God, because you are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are the beginning, you are the end, you are our restorer, you are our renewer, you are our restoration, and God, we trust and believe in you, and it is so in your name. We declare it, we decree it, and we believe it. In Jesus' name I pray and declare these things, and it is done, and all is well in 2012. Amen. Back to you, Dr. PK.
Well, artist family, we want to thank you for joining us, and as Dr. PK said, we will continue with our testimonies. We will speak with you tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.